I
liked our new house very, very much, and I was so happy to celebrate our 43rd anniversary at a beautiful new home with all our children and grandchildren at a dinner, and the children looked so beautiful, and our grandchildren, each and every one of them, are so pretty and smart that we were very, very proud of them. We would have everyone there if Alvin would be with us, but unfortunately he's far away from us. And we hope next year, at our Christmas dinner and our 44th anniversary, Alvin and his bride will be with us.
Okay. Well, is there anything else?
I think
she
can talk better than
Pop. Oh, yeah, well. She talks
very good.
Well, is there anything else? Well, I know you like the new house. Everybody does.
I should. It's the price that I paid for it. I should like it very well.
You have any questions there,
Pop,
Sandy?
No.
Oh, getting to talk, tell him to tell us when you boys were asking when Pop came over from Russia.
Oh yeah, when
you
were
there.
Oh yeah.
Well, you asked him to all the Jewish people, and he wondered if you were ever caught.
Catched, as he calls it.
Catched?
As he calls it.
Like that.
Catched,
he means when they were, you know, like now. Or during the war when they were...
Oh, when you were crossing the border, they catch you, and they catch you, they send you back. But they put in your card. But you pay the man to let you go through, and you go through.
Okay.
And you
want to
know... And do you know when I came
home? How much do you have to pay to get out?
It costs about 50 rubles.
And how much is a ruble?
But a ruble is just as equal to about 50 cents American money.
Hmm.
And it's a dollar down there. Hmm. You want to know when I came over here? I came over here in 1912.
I knew it was somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Well, did Grandma come over at the same time?
Huh?
Did Grandma come over at the same time?
They came, I think, the same year, but they come from a different part of the country.
Well,
tell us what part of Russia you're from. We'll remember that.
We're just from, you know, you've read in the paper about the Ukraine. That's the wheat belt. Just like Kansas City is in the United States.
Yes.
That's where they grow all the wheat. And that's where this year is the state where I came from. In other words, over there they don't call it a state. They call it it's a division. And I don't even know how many states they've got in Russia, but it's by the Guberny. In other words, the country is divided in just about four parts instead of 48 parts like the United States. And each part covers a certain amount of territory. In other words, you come in from our country, you'll take in Lithuania, Poland, and Russia, Mala Russia, and the wheat belt. And that's just one part of the country of Russia. And then they go as far as Siberia. Now, they're not very far from Dalavistok. That's just close to the border that we've got, the part that we bought from Russia. That's, what is the best place? Alaska. That isn't very far from Alaska, only it's a little bit colder in Siberia than it is in Alaska. But that's on the same line. That's why we bought it for, I think we paid them $1 million, and we've been getting out resources. In 6 months, we got more than what we paid for it, and we've been having it for the last 40, 50 years. They sealed all this year. Fine for comes from that part of the country. Oh,
what did you do when you came over? How old were you?
I was 17 years old.
And what were you doing right before you came? We were
dealing in wheat. We were buying it out from the peasants, and then we accumulate some carloads, and we were shipping it from one part of the country to the other, which it was a pretty hard job to do, but we didn't wait for anybody. Yeah. But that's what we used to handle, is wheat.
Well,
is
there anything else?
You know, there's a lot yet, or you could ask a lot of questions if you were anxious to know it. Well, I'll tell you about it.
Did you go to Hebrew school?
Oh, yeah. They got a Hebrew school. They don't have any public schools.
In Russia?
In Russia. But they have a Hebrew school, and they teach you two or three different languages, like when you go down there.
Mm-hmm. So you got a little education down there.
That's
what you want to call it.
Well, that is an education. They teach you Jewish, they teach you Hebrew, they teach you your religion points, and then you teach you to read and write, just the same. But you just go a certain period of time to the school. It's not compulsory to go to school. If you want to go to school, you go to a private school, and you pay for it. You got to pay for it, otherwise they wouldn't take you in.
I wonder if Pop was a good little boy when he was young. I wonder what he was like.
It's been so long that I forgot what I was a good boy.
Did you speak English over there?
No.
I didn't think you would.
He didn't speak English when he came to the United States.
Speak English by the time I got to Paragould. Till I got to Paragould, then I've learned how to speak English.
So
now I know how old you are.